This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Douglas County School Board has chosen a new superintendent. The four members of the board's new conservative majority voted to hire charter school leader Aaron Kane. Three veteran board members voted for another finalist. Kane will replace former superintendent Corey Wise, who was fired on a vote by the school board's conservative majority last month. New estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau released Thursday show that, like the state as a whole, most southeast Colorado counties grew in population between 2020 and 2021. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
El Paso County is still the biggest county in the state, with nearly 738,000 people. But Custer County, now home to some 5,000 people, had the highest percentage of growth in the state due to a few hundred people moving there. Counties like Custer with small populations can see large percentage shifts because a few people make a big difference. Only three southeastern Colorado counties saw net decreases in their population: Otero, Cheyenne, and Kit Carson. But they were relatively small changes. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The University of Denver is remembering Madeleine Albright, the former U.S. Secretary of State who died yesterday. Albright was a teenager in Colorado. Her father was a professor and dean at DU. Fritz Mayer is dean of the Joseph Corbell School of International Studies, which is named after Albright's father.
She tells a story, and she told it to me and to many others, that her mother said there were two great cities in this world, Prague, where they were from, and Denver. They just loved it here.
A twice-a-year trade show is leaving Denver and returning to Salt Lake City. The outdoor retailer event came to Colorado in 2018 after a threatened boycott over a public lands controversy in Utah. Now some major outdoor retailers say they'll boycott if the show returns to Salt Lake. The show's contract with Denver ends next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.